In this most interesting of times, we are learning to move past what we are feeling, even as we are feeling it. And when we do that, it is building a kind of strength that we may never have had before. In our own ideal world, what we would like to have is all of our actions uninterfered with by the emotions that are coming up so strongly now in this time of testing and turbulence. But that is not going to work. So we are going to have to go to the other step of development, which is, I feel whatever I feel, as much of it as I feel, and for as long as I feel it. But what I do is connected to my heart and to the highest part of my consciousness. And those are the steps I am taking. Those are the actions I am taking. And that is what is building this structure that I am going to need to have at my disposal as I move through these turbulent times. It is as though we are going through a storm, and the storm is blowing, and it is hard, and it is bright. But at the end of the storm, there will be an opportunity for all of us then to put together things through love and reason and kindness. But since we are in the storm, of course, we are feeling the storm. And that is why emotional material is running so rampant now, and why we must learn to have absolutely no opinion about it at all. Why? Because it is the storm. And while there is a storm, the storm will blow up old patterns, old fears, old emotions, and it will simply happen. None of that is a judgment on our healing or on the way we have lived our lives or the way we are walking on our path. It is simply that that is what a storm does. And the knowledge of that then will help us with this second part, which is, I'm not going to wait to feel the way I want to feel in order to consciously build my life. I'm going to feel whatever I feel, and I am going to consciously build my life. This is the challenge, but it is the one that will make you so strong that when the storm has died down and there are genuinely important things to be done to rebuild your world, you will be the builders. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace come all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Allow yourself to become aware of your guides and your angels. Know that they are all around you, always, and allow yourself to sit in that awareness, safe in the center of it all. And begin to allow a cleansing energy from the earth to come up and into your root. And let that cleansing energy clear away any fear you may be holding about your ability to create your life in the way that you truly wish to, in the way that serves you, and because it serves you, serves the world around you. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the second center. And let the cleansing energy wash away any shame, any judgment that may have caught in your body, knowing that this is not a burden for you to carry forward, and you may release it now. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the solar plexus. And feel the cleansing energy move all of the stagnant emotions out of your body, the emotions that are not serving you, that are not supporting you. Free them. Let them leave your body and your field. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the heart center. And let that cleansing energy free your heart of pain and worry and old limitations. Let them be washed away. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body into your throat. Feel the cleansing energy in your throat. Wash away all of the communications that take away honor from you, that take away love from you, that take away respect. Feel all of those communications washed away from that center. And feel the light that enters that center that does not allow the return. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the third eye. And let the third eye be washed clean, so that from a place of love and power, you are able to see and know all that you need to see and know. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the crown to open it more widely than it has been opened before. And feel the smile of the universe as it joins its energy with your energy. Feel that golden light covering your thoughts and your chakra centers, making your body strong, healing you, flowing down through your trunk. Let the energy of the universe fill your arms and your hands so that what you are choosing is for your highest good. And feel the flow of the golden light down through your legs and into your feet. and allow the universal energy to extend past your body, to hold a field for you that draws to you what is fine and good. And feel how light you have become, and how brave, and how without worry you are becoming, how you are moving without fear, and how you are moving in your own love and the love of the universe. Bring your attention into your heart center and see the beautiful gift that the universe has left for you. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.